Can't stand this darn barrel.
Oh, Mr. Peters, where's Zeb Winterbottom?
How do you do, Mr. Bush? Zeb gone over to Lem Butler's to get a phonograph.
Running a short turn, things wide open in this town tonight.
Well, how's the election going?
Well, they're still counting votes, but it looks like a landslide for Hector Schmidt. Now the new bride's dropped out of the running, the whole new bride crowd has switched over to your friend Hector. Listen there, they're going to be a bunch of the gang now. Wait a second. Hey, Bishop, how's it going?
A cinch for Hector Smith.
Yes, sir.
I'm shocked. Hector won't get elected. Bet you the Schelsenheimer votes ain't all in yet.
Sure they are. The polls closed a half hour ago. Say, what you trying to do with the barrel?
I'm trying to get the dad darn thing up on top of the top shelf here. But I can't carry it up the ladder.
Well, wait a minute. Climb up on the ladder and I'll boost the barrel up to you.
All right. Wait a minute. Now, step here,
Mimi.
Yeah? That's the way with Zeb. Always runs out when there's some work to do.
Take it easy. See a fella fall off one of them once. You ready?
Now, wait just a second. Don't let me. Wait till I turn around. All right, boost her up.
Okay. Grab it. Got it? What's the matter?
Darn thing's too big to set up here.
Well, can't you sort of ease the ladder over against it? That'll hold it there.
Well, how do you mean?
Stand still and hold on and I'll show you. I'm going to ease the ladder over a little. Look out now.
Hey, hold on there. What you doing?
I'm propping the barrel in place with the ladder. That's all right. It'll stick there now. Come on down. Let us stay there.
Around.
Where'd you say Zeb was?
He's over at Lem Butler's.
Well, listen, there's a fellow named Brown looking for him. You tell him, will you? I gotta go. I gotta get out.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
So long. I'll be seeing you.
So long, Mr. Bush. So long. Well, begin speaking. Yeah? No, I didn't order no horse, but my partner did. Yeah, Zeb ordered it for me to get married. No, you darn fool, I ain't going to marry the horse. I'm going to marry the countess. I'm going to marry her at 8 o'clock tonight. Well, I don't give a darn about that. You have the horse here at 8 o'clock. Yeah, well, just fetch it over. So long.
Say, Eb, Hector's been elected. It's out of breath, I can't talk. Hector's been elected mayor. Oh, what'll we do? Vestry's gonna shoot us now.
I ain't got no time to worry about Vestry. I gotta get ready for the wedding.
Well,
did you get a record with that there phonograph?
Yes, but listen, Em. Maybe we'd better.
Well, put the phonograph on the counter there and give me a hand with this here Prince Albert coat.
Oh, gosh almighty, I wish
it. Put it down here. Hey, don't start the darn music yet. Shut it off.
I didn't start it. It started from the jar when I set it down.
Well, shut it off.
Well.
That darn record sounds like it's cracked. Here, hold this coat for me.
Yes, but Eb, we're just frightened to death staying around here. We'd better close up and...
Where's the other sleeve? Can't seem to find the darn thing.
No, here it is. But listen, Eb, pay the countess off. Pay what you want, and then let's get out of this.
So darn tight that I can hardly breathe in it.
Let's get out of this mess right off. What's a few $1,000 if you're going to get killed? Come on, Eb.
Now listen, that thing, I told you I ain't going to give the countess a nickel.
Oh, but Eb, you...
No use to argue, fine. I tell you, I ain't going to do it. Did you get them curry combs and brushers?
Oh, I guess I forgot them. I showed you.
Run it.
Just a minute, you rats.
Yeah, well, what do you want? You get out of here.
I tell you what I want. Come here, you.
You mean me, Mr. Vexley?
Yeah, you.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. I warned you that what I was going to do if Hector Smith was elected, didn't I? Come on, didn't I?
Yes, but listen, Mr. Vestry, I tried to get Hector to drop out of the race. I tried, honest, I did.
Yes, you did. I know what you've done. You got Hector a new bride to drop out so Smith would get all new bride's votes. Why, don't lie to me. You bribed new bride to quit.
No.
I saw the check you gave him with your name on it. The cashier at Parkins' drugstore last night.
Oh, Mr. Vester, please let me off this time. I won't do it again. Please let me
off. Let you off? Hey, yes. you mangy rat, you. Oh. I show you how I let you off. Huh? How you like that?
Oh! Wait. Dad, there in your ornery hide. Hit my partner, will you? Hit Deb, will you?
Look out, Deb. Dang look you. Out, you Deb. Oh.
Take that. Oh. Come on, Dad, darn you. Come on, get up and fight like
hey,
a man.
You rat, I kill you for this.
Look out, Deb, there he comes. Oh.
Have that one. Take that, Dad, darn you. Get up. Hit up. Get up now, get up. Fight. Come on, fight like a man.
Get on your feet, come on, get on your feet, that day. Oh, you rammy along now, you rammy along, will you? Come on, come on, get up, get up. I am getting up, and I am getting up. Stick up your mitts, he's got a gun, look out. Come on, stick him up. Ah, shucks, and keep him up. So you thought you could outsmart me, huh? Well, you know what I am going to do. I'm going to drill you, guys. I'm going to drill you.
Mr. Vestry, don't you.
You put that pistol down.
Yeah, you just watch me put it down. If you guys have got any prayers to say, you better say them. Because I'm going to back to the door, and then I am going to shoot. Keep them up.
Oh, now I lay me down.
If you think the door is in that direction, you're crazy.
Yeah, well, I know what the door is. Don't try to.
Well, look out for that ladder.
Hey, where? What ladder? What are you doing?
Come on, Dad, grab me.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Ed, that barrel hit him. That barrel dropped square in his head. You think he's dead?
I hope so.
Oh, what do we do?
Get his pistol, quick.
Gosh, here comes someone. We'll be arrested for murder. Oh!
Quick, you darn squawking, and give me a hand here. We'll drag him here and back of the counter.
Well, yes, but...
Hurry up.
Deb, I think we better call the sheriff.
Keep still, darn you. Grab a hold of him.
Yes.
Just leave him here for a second. Get him around the back.
Oh... Oh, we give up. You told him we've done it.
Shut up. It's just the peace, will you? Just come in. Howdy, Squire.
Oh, how be you, Squire?
My. I hope I'm not late. Oh, where is the Countess?
Well, you see, the Countess. She ain't come in yet.
No, she ain't here yet, Squire.
And who is the best man?
I am. I just proved it.
I beg your pardon. I thought you were the groom.
Oh, yes, Squire. Yes, he is.
Why, my gracious, Mr. Peters, your coat is badly torn.
Is it? I must have ripped it while I was...
Where is Monsieur Vesta?
Ah, the bride. Well, we might as well begin.
Begin what? What are you talking about?
Why, begin the wedding, Countess, you see.
Yes, now you stand right here, Mr. Peters, and you, Countess, right here, if you please.
Ah, they are all mad. I want
now,
to
no,
find...
Now, no interruptions, if you please.
But I do not know. I'm going. I need...
Just a moment, Countess.
Yeah, you keep your touch.
Now, you stand here, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes, sir. But wait till I start the phonograph.
Now, there we are. Now, just say after me, I, Ebenezer Peters, take this woman to be my lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse.